This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. CPN UML Task Force meeting underway at Singhdarbar. Nepal Airlines aircraft flying to China to bring COVID-19 vaccines, and Sydney sees highest COVID cases in a month despite lockdown. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the CPN UML Task Force is underway at the Ministry of Finance at Singhdarbar. Before the meeting of Task Force, UML leader Bhim Rawal reached Koteshwar to meet Madhu Kumar Nepal. The attendees of yesterday's meeting said that the meeting was positive and it was nearing consensus. An aircraft of the Nepal Airlines Corporation is flying to China today to bring COVID-19 vaccines, Virucil. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, said the aircraft will take off to China three times until 23rd of July to ship all quantities of the vaccines procured from China through government-to-government channels. The first shipment will arrive on 9th of July. Likewise, the aircraft will fly on 15th of July for the second lot and arrive on 16th of July. Again, it will take off on 22nd of July and bring the third shipment on 23rd of July. Israel has provided medical supplies to Nepal to control the second wave of the COVID-19 infection. A charter flight of the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation landed in Tribhuvan International Airport this afternoon, bringing the essential medical supplies. According to Israeli embassy in Kathmandu, the medical cargo was sent by the State of Israel, the Israeli aid agency MASAB, and the people of Israel to the people of Nepal in the coordination of Nepali ambassador to Israel, Anjan Sakhya. The supplies include ventilators, oxygen concentrators and other medical equipment. Israeli Ambassador Hanan Gudir handed over the medical supplies to the representatives of the Ministry of Health and COVID-19 Crisis Management Center at the airport. One person died and another went missing in a landslide that took place at Pinaurula municipality in Palpa district. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rameshwar Twakti said 8 people have been injured in the incident. Similarly, one person died in a landslide occurred at a Rising Rural Municipality in Tanhu District. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 60-year-old of woman of Barbardia Municipality 4 died of coronavirus infection. Industrialist Parshuram Agrawal died of COVID-19 infection at the age of 62. He was running dozens of industries including cement, noodles, among others in the district. Agrawal died in course of treatment in Silguri, India-based Maharaja Agrasen Nursing Home last night. His last rites were performed in Bhadrapur this morning. The Narangarh Mogling Road section has again witnessed traffic disruption after landslides took place in Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 Sethi Dhawan at 8 PM last night. According to District Police Office Chitwan Chief Om Prasad Adhikari, 2 JCB excavators have been mobilized since early this morning to remove the debris with boulders that put the traffic operations out of gear. He added it may take further time to clear off the road if further heavy equipment are required to use for breaking the boulders. The Narangarh-Butwal Road section along the east-west highway has been obstructed following incessant rain. According to spokesperson of District Police Office, DSP Dilip Kumar Giri, the highway was disrupted after the flood took away a home pipe of the road section near Kavasuti Thana Chowk in Navalparasi. However, efforts are underway to resume traffic operations along the highway that has been obstructed since this morning. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Meteorological Forecasting Division said light to moderate rainfall is taking place at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province due to the influence of the monsoon wind. The division said there are chances of light to moderate rainfall at many places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province and Gandaki Province and a few places of Sudarpasim Province. There are also chances of occurrence of heavy rainfall accompanied accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province and Gandaki Province, and of very heavy rain at one or two places of the Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Heavy rain along with thunder and lightning is forecast at few places of Lumbini, Sudarpasam and Bagmati Provinces at night. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four people suspected of assassinating Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse have been killed in a shootout with the security forces. Two others have been detained while officers are still in combat with some remaining suspects in the nation's capital, Port-au-Prince. Moïse, 53, was fatally shot and his wife was injured when attackers stormed their home early on Wednesday. The unidentified gunmen entered the private residence in Port-au-Prince at 1 local time. Moïse was killed, but First Lady Martine Moïse survived and has been flown to Florida, where she is receiving treatment. She is reported to be in a stable but critical condition. Russia has offered North Korea COVID vaccines once again amid reports that a harsh lockdown is leading to extreme hunger. Pyongyang has refused vaccines and aid from a number of countries. It has instead sealed borders to try and keep the virus out, but that has affected trade with China. It relies on Beijing for food, fertilizer and fuel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has acknowledged that the country is facing food shortages, describing the situation as tense. He made the comments last month and also told citizens to prepare for the worst ever outcome, which has invoked comparisons to a deadly famine in the 1990s. International trade sanctions are believed to have further put pressure on food supplies. The Australian city of Sydney has recorded its highest daily rise in COVID cases in months despite being locked down for nearly 2 weeks. The New South Wales state government reported 38 cases in its capital on Thursday, pushing the case number of its Delta outbreak over 370. Authorities said people were breaching lockdown rules by going to other households. They have pleaded with the residents to abide by the stay-at-home order. Thursday's case numbers mark the city's highest single-day caseload in 14 months. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. CPN-UML Task Force meeting underway at Singhadarbar. Nepal Airlines aircraft flying to China to bring COVID-19 vaccines, and Sydney sees highest COVID cases in months despite lockdown. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.